Give up your life, start a band, see the whole world in a van with your friends. Let's run away, we'll make our escape before it all ends.
As real as a scar and as honest as a deathbed confession, Standards, the first full-length release by the Frankel Project, is bittersweet, dark, and full of basic human truth. The album opens with the track Alive on the Road, an anthem that reflects a desperate need to escape mediocrity. The song sways drunkenly with pounding drums and choruses of "They won't even know that we're gone." I can only guess that "they" refer to the friends and family who never thought they would get anywhere or amount to anything. Alive on the Road sets the tone for the entire album, which is rife with anguished shouts against the status quo. There's a lot of venom in this album, which at times can make it a bit uncomfortable to listen to, but ultimately it is worth the effort. Lead singer Jake Tippy is not afraid to wail and howl in the style of Ian McKaye. The recording method is likewise raw and honest. Many songs appear to have been done in a single take, without overdubs, in an effort to capture some of that lightning-in-a-bottle sense of immediacy that often comes with unabashed exposing of one's innermost thoughts and feelings.
Obstacles in our way, and though my back breaks beneath this weight, I will find a way.
Keeping the music moving is Joe Frankel, the drummer, who local music fans will know from his time spent with the Seedy Seeds, and Paul Schroeder, whose bass playing is the proper complement to Frankel and Tippy. The trio often manages to pull together vocal harmonies that are delicate, yet haunting with power. The track, My Hands, has such a boozy, country swing to it that it could have been lifted from Camper Van Beethoven's songbook. The lyrical imagery is strong and includes such lines as, "My hands get so rough, she can't hold on no more." The Ottoman is a brutal pop-punk explosion that would make Green Day jealous. In Beautiful American, the Frankel Project openly questions this nation's value system that seems to have disintegrated since the more innocent days of their youth.
This morning I went blind from my TV. A question, please. Does that lady still stand for liberty? Has she fallen into the sea? Does a flame burn in that lighthouse, or has the cold wind put it out? Where are my rolling hills? Where are my amber waves of grain?
Dissatisfaction at its finest is a painfully honest ode to using and being used for the sake of convenience and not really caring.
Focus on the pain, not after not getting wasted. Now you just
Similarly, Heart Shapes and Hand Grenades is a desperate confession of longing and wanting to recapture a love that has been lost.
I wish I could play the right combinations of chords to move your
Closing out the album is Life at Sea, a heartfelt plea for something, anything, to take his mind off the pain, the longing, the misery, and the helplessness that the previous 11 tracks weren't able to exercise. The song ends with a benediction of sorts. May love provide a purpose for your life at sea. A statement that implies that we are all adrift, each of us looking for whatever it is that will bring us safely home.
I feel like a man on fire in the face of the ocean breeze, or the light of a funeral pyre through the tops of the tall, tall trees. A beacon or illusion, the faith of a man exiled, extinguished but so a fleeting glimpse of hope in a life at sea.
Such a brutally honest album as Standards deserves an equally honest review. At first, I did not care much for this recording. Maybe it's my age, maybe it's my relatively safe and secure suburban family man lifestyle, but it took me 3 separate tries to get through the complete album. However, it was the song Chai Bones that grabbed my attention and made me completely reconsider this whole recording. Chai Bones, like the title might suggest, is a song stripped of pretense. It begins with bare bass and drums, joined by haunting lyrics.
If I was a stone, I would roll away from here, roll away from here. I would die. And if I was a stone, I would sink until the end, sink until the end of time.
Once I felt like I understood that song, the other tracks opened up to me, and I started finding more and more pieces here and there that made me want to listen more closely, to think about, and to try to make sense of. Once I did that, I discovered that I really do like this album for what it is, a very personal and very real statement that deserves respect, acknowledgement, and appreciation. This album deserves to be heard.
If I would have known all the things I'd toss away, things that I would say, then I would lie.
For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
In your arms, I was alone. I was alone in yours. Now I've got to find my home. My home.
Thank you.